Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we celebrate 150 episodes by being terrible friends, not bringing drinks or finger food, and Isaiah refused to be the entertainment. It did, however, change to a more narrative style, but quickly fell back into prophesying about destruction of some places and some people, with a Thomas yawn count of pi.
Now that is a yawn count I want to hear. Good job, Thomas. Yawn count of pie. It's good stuff. I love those intros by Harley. They're so fun every time. All right. Well, I am in a new place. I've got just enough set up to do an episode, I hope. Getting some weird sound. You probably won't hear it because I'll do various studio magic to get rid of it, but I'm getting kind of a weird static sound, and I don't know what that's about. Seems kind of weird, but no, that's not doing it. That didn't do anything. I was just messing with stuff. Oh, I got a show to do. Sorry, I shouldn't do that. Yeah, I'll probably talk more about it in my other podcast, Atheistically Spreaking. Or something like that. And episode 151, guys. Yay. There's going to be 260 episodes, so this isn't really that great of a milestone. 130 was halfway, of course, and we celebrated. Fun was had by all. I think people brought me stuff that day, but no, not last time. No one brought me anything, so I guess it's just not a good enough milestone. Okay, so we are reading Isaiah 40, no, is that right? Yeah, 40 through 44. And, let's just see what Isaiah, I don't know how to pronounce it like Harley does, Isaiah. Let's see what he has in store for us this time. Could be more of the same crap, I'm guessing. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. A highway. Yeah, God needs a road. He needs a certain amount of clearance. He needs not a soft shoulder. He's got to have a good shoulder just in case God has a breakdown on the way. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry! And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth. Oh, yeah, withereth. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Is that like your ass is grass? The people's grass! Oh, no. The grass withereth. What? Okay, so I got a new keyboard. Time to complain. I got a new keyboard because I was tired of the delay on the Bluetooth. And this is simply a standard Mac keyboard. USB keyboard. And I'm still getting a mother effing delay. And it is driving me crazy. It's the simplest thing. All I want is a keyboard with no delay. That's it. That's all I want. But not today. All right. Well, there we go. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with thy strength. Lift it up, where am I? Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. I think there's just something wrong with my computer, as I've, you know, like, I've referenced the fact that I've had problems with, like, everything. And I'm starting to think that, because there can't be any delay in a USB keyboard. Like, it's just USB. It should just go straight there. But if I let it sit for a second and then I hit something, there's a delay. And that's gets, I mean, I know it doesn't sound like, well, you know, white people problems, I get it, but it's frustrating, especially when you try to, I think it doesn't really matter what it is. When you try to solve a problem and you spend money to solve a problem and it's not solved, it is so effing frustrating. And especially when that happens 7 million times. And that's what, okay, I gotta stop complaining about it. All right, we got Bible to read. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and shewed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, in vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth the graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. I don't know if you can tell, but I've been moving, and I'm exhausted, so sorry. I thought I was fine, but I'm reading like I'm drunk. I'll just say I'm drunk. Yeah, I've been drinking. Too much to drink for my episode 150 special, and now I'm just... Moving. Every time I forget how bad moving is. It is the worst experience. You're just like, why do I have things? Just get rid of all things. I don't want more things. But like everything somehow matters or is worth money or something. You know, I didn't end up throwing much away this time. The last time I moved, I threw a ton away, and I think I did a good job of not accumulating much more stuff. But still, it's a lot. I just want to, you know, I miss college would be like one carload to college. And it's like now it's just, oh man, so much stuff. So that sucked. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spread them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom, then, will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them by all names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, nor there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. All right, that's the end of 40. We're on to 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. Or bow. I don't know. Could be bow, could be bow. There's no way to know. Weakness of language. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared, and the ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbor, and every one said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, I think, soldering. And he fastened it with nails that it shall not be moved. They're really tempting me with the Princess Bride quotes tonight. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that were against thee be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Mm-hmm. For I, thy Lord God, yes, me. Yes, your only Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will I'm on my way to Pai Yans. I, the Lord, will hear them, and I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Does he need to keep reminding us who he is? I mean, if we're really hearing him talk, like, not even people I talk to that are humans really need to remind me who they are. It's not like I'm talking to some guy. I, Mike. But yeah, I know. I know you, Mike. We've been talking for 10 minutes here. Even if I just met a guy. I mean, one time, sure. Like, oh, what was your name? Oh, it's Mike. That's right. But like 40 times, he's like, I, Mike. My name is Mike, as you know. I'd be like, yeah, dude, I know. Not only that, he's the only person named Mike. It'd be like if there's one, he's the only human, actually. This is, God is one of a kind. There's no one that we're going to confuse him with. So it's kind of weird that he keeps reminding us. It's like if there was one human and his name was Mike and you were not even a human, you were like, this is getting a little weird of an analogy, I know. But it's like you're like a plant. And this dude, Mike, who's the only human, is like, I, Mike, the human. After one time, you're like, okay. If two times, you're like, all right, he's reminding me. Three times, you're like, dude, I get it, okay? Even my feeble plant brain can comprehend that your name is Mike and you don't need to keep saying it. All right. No idea where we were. Absolutely no clue where I stopped. Let's see. Thou shalt fan them. I read that. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I think I already read that, but that's okay. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and shew us what shall happen. Let them shew the former things, what they may be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Shew the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name. And he shall come upon the princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that sheweth. Yea, there is none that declareth. I cannot wait to be done with Isaiah. But isn't there, didn't we discover there's another one, like Isaiah 2? Oh, wait, maybe not. There's just a ton of Isaiah chapters. I think that was it. The first shall say to Zion, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. It's an illusion, Michael. All right, well, we're on Isaiah 42. This is seeming really long. 43, 44, yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. All right, it is what it is, man. Gotta do it. 42, behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth a judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, that he created the heavens and stretched them out, that he spread forth the earth, that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, that ye go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, and let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Now, in case you're wondering what's happening, nothing's happening, as is the norm. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time hold my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy him at last. Uh-oh. I might be coming up on pi yawns. That might have been 3, which according to the Bible, I think, I've heard that the Bible thinks pi is 3. I don't believe we've gotten to that part. I think I would remember. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. I will make the rivers islands. I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths. You know, God's doing a lot of telling me what he's going to do. And it's pretty involved. There's like a lot to it. And if I were there at the time, I'd just be like, dude, just, all right, just do what you can do. You seem committed to it. I'll try to be good. I know I've probably said this before, but I'd just be like, dude, God, all right, whatever. I'll try to be a good person or something. And this is getting too freaking complicated. I can't keep track of all your prophecies. Like, I don't know which city I should live in. Like half, a lot of them are bad, like they're gonna die, but then some of them are good. It's just, man, it's like tax law. I just don't even dude, Lord, I don't even know what to do. So I'm just going to, I'll be here. Just stop with your prophesying. I'll be here, you know, raising some kids, doing whatever, you know, I'll just try to be good and just whatever. Just whatever you're going to, just stop telling me about it. That's all I'm asking. That's what I would say. And they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, that he will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. They are for a spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he know not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. All right, we're on to 43. Ugh, so this is looking kind of long. Getting really tired of this. I just want to be done with Isaiah. All right, I'm going to take a peek again because I forget how many things is Isaiah. Is it in my Bible? Does it tell me? Isaiah. Where are you? 300. Okay. It's from page 333 to 360. And we are on 350. Well, that's pretty good. So, 17 pages. And we have 10 to go. Feels like we're going to be here forever, but, you know, there you go. All right. Okay. The New Testament, however, is like one page. Fun fact. Okay. Guys, this is a fun fact. From where we are now on page 350, and, you know, there's different, might be different spacings based on chapter endings because there's headings, you know, but it's pretty negligible. I mean, page numbers is a pretty good indication of length. Pretty much, some verses have some like, you know, spacing that's different, but anyway, we're from where we are now, page 350, to the, and we've been reading for what feels like forever, like my entire life I've been doing this podcast. So from 1 to 350, the Old Testament ends at 456. So we have about 106 pages, right? Something like that. The entire New Testament looks like 137 pages. So we almost from now to the end of the Old Testament is almost the entire New Testament. Like that's how short the New Testament is and how long the old boring piece of crap Testament is. Like it's insane. I don't think most Christians realize this or most people who even talk about the Bible because they don't read it. But like, it's like 60, it's at least 2/3 Old Testament garbage, which people just ignore. Oh yeah, Genesis or whatever. Yeah, Genesis is a tiny speck of what happens in this boring Testament. But anyway. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, and they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him in my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and shew us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. And I don't know why, I just like with the Lord, it's usually with the Lord is my witness, you know, but the Lord is like, you all are my witnesses, because the Lord can't really say the Lord is my witness. Although he could, because he's the best witness, so, I mean, he'd still probably use himself, but whatever. And my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Okay, but there was something before him. Interesting. So God admits there was a before him. I am the Lord. And he also leaves open the possibility that he's going to die someday. There just won't be any God after him. Like, he could leave based on that language he used, but there just won't be any other God. So, interesting. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Besides Jesus? I think this is one people quote, because they're like, what about Jesus? Because he's the Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shewed when there is no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. God needs witnesses that he's God? Does he need, like, a notary, you know, to, like, sign? What is he talking about? What is he on about? Could it be that a human wrote this? Could it be? Is that possible? Yea, before the day I was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver it. This is like a bad comedy where someone's dressed as someone else. And, you know, like, they're dressed as, like, Jeff, but they're Greg. And someone's like, is that you, Jeff? And they're like, yeah, it's definitely me, Jeff. That's me here, I'm Jeff. Like, that's what this is like. It's like a bad sitcom joke. Like, why would the Lord say all this crap? Oh, I'm definitely the Lord. Yeah, you guys all saw it. Yes, you saw me being me. You're my witnesses. Yeah, there's no other God before me nor after me. No, that's me, all right. It's like, so pathetic. Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I have brought down all their nobles, as the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and path, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie together, down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Tow? Tow? I don't know what that means. Remember ye not the former things. Consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spread forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water, it's probably my cats making noise, I give waters in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. But this people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings. Oh, so he's complaining about not enough offerings. So now we get to the real grievance. Like, my stomach's been grumbling. You haven't been burning any animals for me. Oh, we'll get right on that. Like, oh, almighty God who needs animals for some reason. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I feel like that throat clearing actually would have gone with it. Sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Jeff, am he that, definitely Jeff, that's my name, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Boy, this seems extraordinarily long, especially because I thought this was going to be a short one. Sorry, when I get tired, I start slurring a little bit, don't I? Let's see here. Yeah, 44, last one. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One day I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and the surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And again, more with the, yeah, definitely Jeff. That's me, your old pal, Jeff. It's totally what it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my name. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it and set. You know, people who are really them don't do a lot of convincing of other people that they're who they are. If that makes, think about that. How many times in your life have you had to be like, no, it's me. Don't you know you're... It's me, Thomas. Like, it just never happens. It's like, so if you're you, and that's just you, there's not... But God, because he doesn't exist, has to do a lot of, oh, yeah, that's me. in people's writings of him. Oh, definitely me. I am definitely God. This is funny. Oh, God's so pathetic. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there's no God. I know not any. It keeps getting better. Do you know of any other person who might be Jeff? Because I don't. It's definitely me, Jeff. That's... Oh, man. They that make a... make a graven image... Are all of them vanity, all and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not nor know that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals and fashioneth it with hammers and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry and his strength faileth. All right. Audio dropouts. Cool. Cool computer. That's the next cool thing that I've got to figure out. I might be able to call tomorrow, but no, I have no internet. So even if I called, they wouldn't really be able to log in and, like, dig around. It's just so frustrating, guys. It's just really frustrating. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and he marketh it out with a compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part of the fire, with the part of thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, aha, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god Even his graven image he falleth down unto it, and worshippeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood, for he that shut their eyes, they that cannot see, that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth it in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned a part of it in the fire, yea, also have I baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, so that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains. O forest and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Thus saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Oh, bored out of my mind. We're finally done. Yeah, Isaiah sucks. We're almost done, guys. Kind of, not really. We really aren't. That's the crappy thing. We're probably 4 more episodes, I'd guess, of Isaiah. But there you go. All right, thanks for joining me. Sorry I am exhausted from moving, but I hope I still produced an enjoyable show. And we had a few laughs. God is pretty funny and pathetic. And I will see you next week. Oh, well, I got to thank my patrons, but I don't have internet, so I can't get on that now. Apologies. Thank you all, patrons. You're the best. I love you guys. Patreon.com/TNTheB. Get on there. Let's get some. Hey, you get enough people, I'll do more episodes. So far, no go on that. That's okay. I go with demand. The demand's not there, then it's not there. But if there's some people out there who want more episodes per week or per month, then sign up. Pledge. Do it. Okay. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.